Watch what crap bins. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Hello, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap we just love to talk about on Bravo. I'm Ben Mandelker of The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island, which is a Real Housewares of New York parody. It's on YouTube. It's a cartoon, okay? I've got a new episode coming very soon. I'm also on the Game Brain podcast. I reviewed an awesome game called Smartphone Inc. It was on actually last week's episode. I didn't really promote it very much, because there are bigger things in the world. I felt like, the world is changing, but hey, everyone stop and listen to me shill about a board game review. I did do that. That's the Game Brain podcast. And joining me is someone who deserves all the shills in the world, because everything he does is hilarious and wonderful. And that is a fact. It's Ronnie Karam from the Rose Pricks Batch of Rose podcast. What's up, Ronnie?
Well, hi, everybody.
How's your
that sweet intro?
Of course, I always love giving you a sweet intro. How's that your trip down memory lane with all those Bachelor Greatest Hits episodes going?
Well, we just started this week, and it was pretty fun. It was the Sean Lowe season. I don't know. It was pretty fun. It's fun watching all that desperation and misery in such a short amount of time, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to wait. It's not 2 hours. It's 1 3-hour night, and it's just like crying and crying, and oh my God, I'm never going to get over this.
He was blonde, right? Isn't he blonde?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I remember.
He was the first virgin, like the first, like,
right.
I've reclaimed my virginity.
Whatever. I watched the Brad season. Remember that guy, Brad, who had like the cross on his back? He was like really hot, but so dumb.
Yes. Brad Womack.
Yes. So that was the season I watched the most of, but yeah, I haven't watched too much since then, but I remember that guy, Sean Lowe. I remember that. It's weird.
Yeah, it's weird how these shows get into your head, because I'm like, I want to reclaim my virginity, but it's like so far gone. It's like some shit I gave to the Salvation Army like decades ago. It's like trying to hunt down that old coffee table. You know, it's just not going to happen.
That
would
know.
Be a lot of shellacking to reclaim that sucker.
You never know what's going to show up on Flea Market Flip, okay?
Flip your virginity. Let's do it the right way.
Lara Spencer. Anyway, one thing we're really trying to do is give some small business shout outs. Especially, we are trying to really amplify some black owned small businesses. So I've got one. Let's open it up. This is from Zoe Washington. And she's like, you might remember me from Baltimore. Yes, hello. Of course I remember you, Zoe. Zoe's all about fashion. She's super cool. And she has a DIY fashion brand called Sew Squad. SEWSQAD. And basically it's a DIY fashion brand that celebrates the youthful creative spirit in all of us. Sew Squad's line of easy to make, fun to wear fashion projects include trendy, beginner-friendly sewing patterns and our new fabric fake-out iron-on prints. This is really cool. She's included a lot of pictures in this email, which I can't really express them over talking. But the point is this. Go check out Sew Squad, www.sewsquad.com. And again, that's SEWSQAD.com. Oh, it's like a play on like your squad. It's like, hey, this is Sew Squad, but it's Sew spelled S-E-W. Get it?
Yeah, got it. Beat you to that one.
Okay.
Also, let's give a shout out to Corner 103 Winery and Vineyard. Corner! Perfect for Vanderpump Rules Day. Corner 103! Corner 103 is a winery and vineyard in Sonoma, California. They have curbside, free local delivery, and $1 case shipping. You can email them at info@corner103.com to order. And go look at their Instagram. They have a beautiful Instagram page, and it's at Corner103.
Okay. Corner.
Check them out. They're fabulous.
Check both of them out, both those businesses out. And now time for some Vanderpump Rules. Gosh, Ronnie, you know what's been really nice? It's been nice to have like a slow news day, right?
Yeah, really. No kidding. Jeez. This world just keeps on going, people. Okay, so a couple weeks ago, I believe it was on the season finale episode, I made a very bold prediction that half of this cast was out. You know, that's my big thing. I love making predictions. Now, I'm not a psychic. My predictions very rarely come true. But when they do, I just feel so amazing, okay? And this is one of the times where I was like, nailed it, called it. I'm starting a 1-900 number. 1-900-Auntie-Ronnie. Just call it. I'm going to just make up some psychic bullshit and see if it comes true.
Yeah, so in case you didn't hear, Bravo fired Stassi, Kristen, Max, and Brett yesterday. It's a big deal. Big deal. All because, you know, racist shit, etc. Yes. So, so it's gone like it's a whole thing. It's a whole thing right now. It's making headlines, etc. You know, I'm sure Stassi is, as she would say, shooketh at the moment. But even she must appreciate like the fact that she called herself Khaleesi for so many years. And now, like, well, we all saw what happened on Game of Thrones last season. So, you know, it's sort of all, you know, like, hey, listen, you named yourself that. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, you shouldn't have burned that village.
Don't burn that village. Don't burn the village of faith.
You went crazy and you burned that village. Yeah, so that stuff happened. We talked a lot about this on our Top Chef recap this week as the faith stuff was coming out. Obviously, we couldn't talk about the firings because they hadn't happened yet. But we did talk about this faith article back when this happened. We talked about this back when it happened. But of course, that wasn't through faith's lens. That was because Stassi had gone on podcast and so had Kristen. Accusing Faith of all this stuff, and no one really knew what was going on at the time.
Yeah.
Accusing Faith of stealing. Jax was saying that she stole a car, that she was robbing old men. Kristen found some news articles in the Daily Mail about a black woman, I think in London or something. I'm not a news person, but
we didn't
basically there was a picture. Yeah, there was like a picture of a woman, but it was from above and it didn't even look like Faith. You know, now we see as you look at it more closely and especially through Faith's lens, just how bad this all was, you know, and recalling everything that was going down back then. And so this resurfaced when Faith did an interview last week and shit just came crumbling right down to the ground. I mean, burnt to the ground.
Yeah, we had a whole talk about it. And I guess, and one thing I definitely want to, I don't even want to say clarify, I want to correct myself. Because I said, you know what would be great would be if, like, Faith just went on Stassi's podcast and they talked it out, you know. And a lot of people reminded me, it's not Faith's job to be a teacher, especially not on Stassi's platform. And you know what? You're right. And it's funny because, like, that's one of the things, like, I know that. I'm sitting here reading it, but that's right there. That just shows you how sneaky implicit bias is just right there. I know, like, why is Faith, it's not up for black people to have to constantly be teaching us white people how to behave, right? I know that, and yet here I just like talking and whoop, it just spit, you know, it just comes right on out. It's really like we have to be really, one thing that's been I think great about this entire experience is like I think a lot of people are waking up to the notion that implicit bias is everywhere and sneaks up and you sometimes just miss it. And you know what? I always say people need to learn how to take a note, okay? And it wasn't like a mean thing or whatever. A few people were like, Ben, Faith, it's not Faith's job to teach Stassi anything. And I was like, you know, you're right. And I was like, thank you for that note. I needed that note. Okay, and like it's not a big deal, and like, and a lot of people when they get that note, they're like, "Well, blah 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 blah. What do you mean like that?" Blah, blah, blah. It's like, listen, it's just a note. Take the note, and you know, it's like,
yeah. You know? And while we're talking about taking notes, Bravo, here's some for you. Okay, now I know that you can get all, you know, high and mighty and do the right thing when you're kind of painted into a corner. But let's talk about how much work you have to do. Speaking of this Faith incident, you know, I find it amusing, not amusing, sickly, darkly amusing, that Jax never had to take any shit for this. This was always on Faith. When it was a story, when this the Faith storyline happened, it was all anti-Faith stuff. You know, sure, Brittany yelled at Jax a little, but then she married his stupid ass.
Yes.
Even after the recording came out of all the stuff he was saying to Faith while he was fucking her. Okay? gross. Why does Jax always get away with everything? Why does Jax and Brittany have this huge homophobic storyline this year? They get away with it. Jax had tweets back then saying, oh, Faith is a criminal. She's being investigated by the military police and all this. No one says anything to Jax. You know, don't just... I feel like they're almost like throwing a bone. I mean, there needs to be a major house cleaning. Some stuff... Sorry, I'm like looking through screenshots and stuff that I've been saving. And then I found this really interesting too. Jax just went totally, I mean, hilariously on the defense by not yelling at people yesterday. Because Jax's way of dealing with everything is just to call you fat and ugly. You know, that's his like Twitter way of dealing with things.
Yeah.
But instead, he started acting like a saint on his Twitter. If you look at his Twitter...
Oh God!
Somebody put. A couple of months ago, you shot a cameo for my pregnant wife that I played for her right when she went into labor. Gave her a big smile when she otherwise might have been freaking out. Thanks, man. And Jax retweeted it, of course, and put, "Congrats on that beautiful new baby. Glad I could help."
Glad, because he's probably the father.
Yeah, I was like, what husband would purposely bring Jax around their wife's birthing canal in any way, like for any reason, you know? Then there's another one from someone named Antonio. He says, you always support us gays, Jax. Thank you, hearts. And Jax says, always have, always will. I mean, what?
Well, I'm the only reason why I'm not at the same level of you with the outrage right now is because I'm outraged at something else. And that's like taking up all my outrage battery for today. But like, it's a given. Like, Jax is terrible. I actually think that like, I'm very concerned with Jax's trajectory. I think that he is like he is heading in a direction. He and Brittany together are heading in a direction where they will be harmful to this country. You know, in a way that is like very scary, right? Like, I think actually Jax and Brittany are way more dangerous than anyone else in the cast. I can't explain it beyond that. That's how I feel.
Well, my other prediction was that Jax will murder somebody eventually. So I'm standing by that one, like literally harmful. So we'll see. But, you know, it's nice to see Bravo start to clean house, but you've got a lot of work. You've got a lot of work to do. So keep the vacuum running.
Exactly. And, you know, the thing is, what I'm really mad at is one of our listeners, I'm sorry I don't have your name up, but you tweeted it. You tweeted at us and you had a video clip of, I think it was just like a night or two ago, like very recently, If it wasn't even the past night or two, it was in the past two or three months because it happened during quarantine. So it's very current. Austin and Craig from Southern Charm doing an IG Live with Tommy Lahren. And that pissed me off. That really pissed me off. I'm not totally surprised. I was actually more surprised about Craig. I'm not surprised at all about Austin because he is just like, he's always just been like uniquely awful. But in a very bland way, like not awful and in like a great villain sort of way, just like awful in a,
I think he's awful in a villain way. He was on video with Shep when Shep was making fun of that homeless person.
That's true too. How about that? So, but Craig, I don't know. I think we've sort of like Craig's image over the years has turned into just like sweet Craig making his pillows. So here they are. They're talking to Tommy Lahren. I could like not really listen to much of it because I really have limited amounts of space, as in like less than a millimeter in my life for Tommy Lahren. Sorry to all you Tommy Lahren supporters out there, but I cannot stand her. And you know, Austin saying things like, oh, don't look at the comments. Because there was actually, like, most of the comments were like, I love you, Tommy. And then there'd be a few that were like, fuck Tommy Lahren. And he's like, don't look at the comments. Don't look. He's like, never look at the comments. And I just was like, this is a woman who has really gone out of her way in the past to talk about Colin Kaepernick and like why his protest has no, like taking his knee doesn't have a place in the NFL, yada yada yada. She is like really, I think, actually part of a big problem in our society. I really do, because she also has a huge platform and a huge voice, and these guys are just up there just chumming away with her. And I guess my feeling of it, my takeaway was this. I was like, okay, so the internet, like the faith stuff came up, Stassi's been fired, etc. It's almost like, okay, so now what? What's the next step? I feel like people have a lot of anger about, like, you know, we're sick and tired of the way things were. And, like, I feel like if you have all this rage, put that rage towards Tommy Lahren, right? Like, she actually has a real platform and is spewing a lot of hate that is keeping a lot of people disadvantaged because people are listening to her. People in power are listening to her. And I'm not sitting here being like, mobilize, mobilize. But I'm just saying, listen, like, use your energies. I feel like people need to use their energies toward, like, okay, you've gotten Stassi fired, but also, like, it's not over. You know, there are still so many things wrong in this, like,
right,
wrong in
I'm
this
saying.
System.
Keep that vacuum going. Keep it going. You know, I don't want this to be something where it's like, oh, you know, okay, a couple mistakes. All right, back to it. You know, here's Shep's show. And, you know, here's Shep and Austin and Catherine, who is sending, you know, monkey emojis to a black activist that she was arguing with a few weeks ago on Instagram. I mean, it's just case after case after case. You know, last year, Tamara's son, you know, making all his transphobic, like, when are we just going to be able to use our Second Amendment right to take these people out? And that shit, which was just completely fucking ignored by Bravo,
right?
You know, and still is. And, you know, it's a time where we're not, all of us are not able to just stay silent anymore. So just keep the fight going.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. I just feel like if you're angry, if you were angry, if you were furious by what happened with Stassi and Kristen, I feel like you should also be furious at people like Tommy Lahren. Just remember, it doesn't end there. If you're feeling really fired up and feeling like very like activist-y right now, it's not over. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to say this in a way that doesn't sound like I'm trying to, like, I'm not trying to be like, everyone mobilize against Tommy Lahren. I'm just saying, like there's always going to be more, I think a lot of times people, like, one thing that I've heard a lot is that, like, white people, we, like, do some sort of, like, token activism, and then we're done, and it's back to life, like business as usual. And I guess that's what I'm trying to say. I think in my roundabout sort of way, maybe inarticulate, sorry, but, like, it can't just be business as usual.
Yeah, agreed. Keep the vacuum going, people!
Yeah.
All right, so, also, you tweeted the other day, which I thought was really funny, the Crappens in Memoriam this year is going to be lit!
It will be. Oh, and I guess I want to give one more update. This is more in a happy place. The other day I talked about doing a fundraiser via Cameo for the NAACP Legal Defense Fund. And so that's the fundraiser over. I ended it last night. I still have to record like 15 more videos, etc. But it looks like the goal was to raise about $500, and it looks like we came close and maybe even crossed over $1,000. So thank you to everyone who requested a Cameo for that cause. That's amazing.
Great. So that's $1,000 from them, and then I'm matching that, so it's a couple thousand. So that's good. And everybody
I'll match too, because I was just going to get $500, but we'll do it. There we go. We'll have like $3,000.
Yeah, right on.
Yeah.
All right. Well, don't worry. We say keep the rage going. Well, luckily for us, it's Vanderpump Rules Reunion Part 2 day, so don't worry. Oh, that rage is going nowhere.
Yeah, this is the best way to channel your rage, aside from, you know, like helping society. Just channeling it towards the people of Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah. Oh, God. So here we go. Reunion Part 2.
Reunion Part 2. Okay. Well, it's hard to believe, like, jumping into the reunion, it's like, I was like, oh, God, what were they even talking about? So much has happened since the last episode. But basically, we pick up with Jax and Tom fighting. And it's like the show opens and we're just like mid-blood vessel popping on Tom Sandoval's head. And he's like, dude, I've never had a person do more fucked up things than me in my entire life, a friend or foe, than Jax.
Yeah. And you expected me just to fly down there? I mean, come on. You expected your mom to hit you up after all the shit you said about her? And then Brittany and Jax just both unleash, like, do not go there. You're not a cool guy. You're not a cool guy. You're not a cool guy.
Oh, God. God, when she said that, do not go there! I was like, God, God, like, that's where my rage button is right there, Brittany. I don't know why. It just, oh, man. Man. Instead of, yeah, Jack, are you bringing really, my
mine
mom?
Mine is for Lala in this reunion. Oh, yeah, Lala, too. I'm so sick of Lala. I love Lala with her huge inflated face, her moral compass of everything. Who the fuck do you think you are? You've made every single wrong decision on this show, Lala. She's like, we are not mentioning parents. We do not want a repeat of what happened last year. Bang, bang.
Lala has truly become the worst. I just cannot believe it. Yeah, I don't know who's worse, Lala or Brittany. I don't know. I feel like in a weird way, Brittany. In a weird way, Brittany may be the worst. But Lala is way down there. I don't know.
Because one of my favorite things you coined on this show, talking about Vanderpump Rules, is the lazy Susan of awfulness. You know, you just can't. You just keep spinning it, and the next thing is more awful than the thing that came before it.
It's true, because just as I'm, like, dipping my chopsticks into, like, the Brittany noodles, all of a sudden someone else is, like, pulling on the Lazy Susan, and, like, next thing I know, there's, like, a Lala dumpling in my chopsticks instead.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
Kelly Barlow. When she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
Higher than high-res, she's Lauren Perez.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan lettuce.
One day your Rachel's in, the next day you're out.
He makes us squee, Richie D.
Shannon better than Kyle Richards.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Let's rev our pistons for Amanda and Kristen.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Oops, she did it again. It's Brittany Montano.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
The Wyndham beneath our wings, it's Joe Wyndham.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
She's Ferrelio, it's Lindsay Ferrelio.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Is a frog's ass watertight? It's Rose and Sadie.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.
So Jax is just yelling, you're an awful person. You're an awful person. You're an awful person. And Andy's muting them, you know?
Yeah.
And so then he lets Jax back in. And he's like, you don't know my mom's situation. You don't know shit. Well, we know that you completely ghosted your mom and then shit-talked her like crazy on national TV, Jax. We know that.
And then said that you kind of were thinking that she might come and surprise you at your wedding.
It's yeah. Like and then tried to pull like a guilt trip, like make yourself the huge victim and everything.
Yeah, exactly. So Sandoval is like, you don't care about anyone. You don't care about anyone but yourself. And so Lisa's like, listen, wait just 1 second. And then Danica jumps in. She's like, it's like a competition with Jax. It's like a competition with Jax. Like, Danica, have you ever even talked with Jax before? Wait, I take that back. It makes me sound like I'm defending Jax. I rebuke myself.
So Andy's like, well, even if Sandoval and Jax decided to take a break, you still envisioned growing old with him, Jax. Now, how do you see that going? And Britt just goes, like a no way laugh. And Jax is like, listen, look. And you know this has been coming because Jax has been fiddling with his watch for the past segment. And I was like, why is he fiddling with his watch? Did he just steal that from somebody? Like, yeah. If this were in real life, like, if this were an actual set that they were all on, I would suggest Andy look at his wrist to see if his watch is still there. But Jax has been fiddling with his wrist, and he's like, listen, if I hated him that much, I wouldn't have his name tattooed on my arm, all right?
Oh, what a great honor. Thank you. I'm sure Tom Sandoval is so honored to have a tattoo up there, probably next to like some weird snake cover-up of Stassi's name. And we know that there's going to be like an American Eagle over Sandoval's wrist tattoo in like the next 3 months.
Yeah. So then everything, this is like a Housewives reunion where everything now is suddenly calm because Jax has said he has a tattoo of Tom and I, which is actually Tommy. Look at there. There you go, Ben. Full circle
Tommy
already.
He's going to turn it into a Tommy Lahren tattoo. I told you, he's very dangerous. He's very, very dangerous. I'm like really triggered by Tommy Lahren. Like seeing that really put me in a state. And I'm sorry, everyone, if I seem a little unhinged. It's just I had too much Tommy Lahren in my life in the past 24 hours.
So they're calm now, like in a Housewives fight, where they're like, I hate you, I hate you. Oh, it's okay. Yeah, let's go to lunch. Let's work this out. Because Tom's like,
look, I wish the best for you, man, and I just want you to do great things, all right? I never deal with absolutes. Grey Goose only or above here, bro, all right? I just want you to be betterment.
Which is such a Vanderpump Rules statement. I just want you to be betterment.
Oh, I thought he said, I just really want you to better yourself.
Well, he was trying to say that. He was like,
I just want everything to be, you know what, Jax, I want you to be better, man.
Maybe he wants him to have better mints because his breath smells bad. Well, looks like he's fighting him too. No sandwiches. Oh! So Jack's like, I feel great. It's like, okay, well, never mind then. Never mind. He feels great. So
Andy says a few times in this one, that, and it cracks me up every time he says it. He goes, all right, well, I want to talk about something else. I just think it's such a funny way to put it. Like he uses none of his like, you know, subtle moves that he uses in Housewives on Vanderpump Rules. He's like, shut up. I want to talk about something else.
Right. Yeah. Normally it's like, well, it seems like this won't get settled here, so let's move on. Or there's a lot to unpack here. Anyway, moving on. So Andy, he's like, well, while Sheena may famously have an on-camera good side, a new server found herself on Sheena's bad side. Let's look.
Like, everybody keeps saying that I'm jealous of Dana, and I'm, like, totally not jealous. Like, why does everybody keep saying that I'm jealous of Dana? I'm not jealous of Dana. Like, I'm totally not jealous of Dana. Why is everybody... Like,
that clip of Sheena just saying, not jealous, not jealous, not jealous, in, like, 30 different scenes. It was hilarious.
I have a question. Is Sheena, if we're going to just keep going with the Game of Thrones thing, if Stassi's Khaleesi and Kristen is probably Cersei, I guess, does that make Sheena Bran?
Oh, you mean in the winning?
I think so.
I think that Sheena was always at least a contender because she's always been kind of a hero to some people. I think the Bran is Katie because no one really was rooting for Bran to win. He just did. And then when he did win, everyone was like, oh, fuck this, Bran.
No, well, I think that like, well, the thing is this, Katie no longer works at Sir. So like Sheena is not here. I mean, we never would have thought, we just never considered that Sheena would ever be Bran. Like she would never be top dog, right? We just never thought Sheena would be. And same with Bran. You're like, oh God, there were like those weird outsider speculations. Maybe it'll be Bran. It's like, it's not going to be Bran. And then all of a sudden it's like, I'm the last one standing. I think Katie is more like someone like Kate, you know who Katie is? She's like, Peter Dinklage. You know?
No. Okay. Oh my God. Come on. Stop killing Game of Thrones.
I can't remember the characters now. So that was the best I could come up with.
I think Sheena is, you know, I think Sheena's that lady who kept breastfeeding her baby until he was like 14.
No, that's Katie. Oh, but she doesn't survive either. No, sorry, Sheena. Sorry, everyone.
That's Sheena. I hope none of you are planning on watching Game of Thrones anytime soon. Sorry. It's all been spoiled.
Yeah, I'm not sure who Katie is. Maybe she's not really the dragon.
I think Katie's Bran. I'm going to stick with
She's
Bran.
Probably the Hound. Like, you know, like, of course, Katie would be the one that would
activate
all the zombies.
They have the same attitude,
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh my God, look at that sweet side showing through. And you feel all weird. You're like, wait a minute.
But then Kitty does something annoying, like throw a rock at the White Walkers, and it skids across the ice, and the White Walkers realize that they could walk across the ice and now try to kill you, and now next thing you know, a dragon's dead. Thanks, Kitty.
I know, and then you're like mad at the Hound again.
Yeah, exactly, but for some reason you're like rooting against the Hound, you're like rooting for the Hound against, who would then be...
Oh, God. Remember? Oh, my God.
Okay, sorry, I'll stop.
The whole cast? Come on. We've already ruined Game of Thrones enough. Okay?
I can't stop it.
Jesus. You just handed Katie the entire series. I'm already triggered enough, okay?
No, I didn't. I gave her the hound. I changed it.
Thank you.
I needed to, like, warm up my Game of Thrones characters. Anyway...
Hey, why was she annoyed that Dana wasn't wearing a bra? Like, what's wrong with that?
Well, I just feel like if you're serving food, you shouldn't wear a bra at work. You know, that's just how I feel, okay?
Really? Because your hair is like 10 feet long. So, since when are you? And so are your nails. Like, since when are you? We just saw a scene of you a couple of weeks ago stabbing a cherry with your fingernail right from the bar thing and putting it in your mouth. So let's please stop acting like you're the food police.
Yeah, I think that like Brett's oily tendril and his exposed like baby chest hair is way more of a health risk than, like, maybe seeing some nips through the shirts. And by the way, you're in WeHo, okay? You're not, like, in, I don't know, Salem, Massachusetts in 1733. Hester Prynne! There. Got it. Landed it.
I give Dana's nipples a food safety rating of B-. That's it. I'll come in another month. You have a chance to change your rating.
And Dana's like, well, you know, it just makes it seem like women's nipples are dirtier than men's nipples, and that's, like, not cool. And Lisa's like,
well, if it isn't an indecent situation, but why are we talking about, why aren't you talking about Danica, who sometimes hasn't worn underwear? Ooh, do we have tuna on the menu all of a sudden? Ooh, get it.
So Lala's like, you know, I think that Danica, okay, guess what? You didn't do shit this season and nobody's talking to you.
Yeah.
Okay? First of all. She's like, Dana just rubbed Sheena the shoe the wrong way and she said it wasn't about Max, but I think at the end of the day, and Sheena's like, you know what? I was like, I'm not gonna be this girl again because I'm always the girl that's nicer than the new girl and then I get stabbed in the back every single time. And you know what? I'm not doing it. I just wasn't interested in making friends. Thank you, America's Next Top Model trademark.
And Dana's like, yeah, but like Charlie was new and you were nice to Charlie. And she's like, well, Charlie and I are very similar. Okay, we both have dark hair. We both go to the Cheesecake Factory. And we both have legs. So I'm sorry. And your personality reminds me a lot of Stassi or Lala. And that's just like not someone who I vibe with right off the bat.
Or as my twin Charlie would say, you're basically rigatoni to me. Okay?
Oh, by the way, this is off topic, but I feel like you'd really understand my pain. I had to get wagon wheel pasta this week. I'm sorry.
Ew. Everyone.
Yeah, really? I know.
Have we gotten to that point?
All the good shapes were gone. All the good shapes were gone.
Wagon wheel. I mean, I don't wheel. Even... And I've always felt so sorry for wagon wheel because it takes such art. Doesn't that look like an artistic pasta? It probably takes the most work out of any pasta to make, it's just so looked down upon.
It's like, it's a pasta that is made purely for arts and craft projects. And yes, I have my first ever box of wagon wheel pasta. So thank you. Sorry.
Wow.
And yes, I understand the privilege about that. Me complaining about my pasta shape. Yes, I understand. But please. Wagon wheel pasta. Just think about that, everyone. Think about it. Anyway. So Lala's so, like...
Go ahead, yeah.
Can you tell I had some caffeine today? So I'm like, I'm going to yell about Tommy Lahren and ask for sympathy about wagon wheel pasta. Thank you.
All right, what does wagon wheel say, Ben? What does wagon wheel say?
Wagon wheel, also known as
what
Lala.
What is the wagon wheel? Yeah, what does the wagon wheel of Vanderpump Rules have to say, Ben?
I know, seriously, the wagon wheel pasta. So it's not about the wagon wheel pasta. It's about Lala. So she's like, I think you were less intimidated by Charlie because she was less interesting than Dana. Actually, Charlie was the best breakout character of the season and was way more entertaining in her few scenes than you were, Lala, in any of your scenes all season long.
And 100 times more interesting than Dana. She, like, came on here not needing some man to anchor her on the show. She needed, guess who? Herself and her own personality. Thank you.
Yeah, we were more riveted about Charlie's cheesecake journey than we were about truly anything that happened with Dana and Max and Brett. Although I actually don't mind Dana. I don't mind Dana. I'm more interested in getting mad at Lala than Dana, to be honest.
I'm not mad at Dana. I'm just bored by Dana.
Oh, okay.
I'm not mad. I'm just like, ugh. Like,
yeah, she's like the, if Lala's the wagon wheel pasta, Dana is like the, I don't know, like the orzo or something. It's like fine. It's nice, but it's like,
I think that Dana showed up to do her work, for sure. Yeah. I just think that she's not really given much to do. It's like, you know, it's like Carrot Top without props to work with, basically.
Yeah. She was basically thrown into like, hey, here, enjoy having a love triangle with two racists.
Enjoy your love triangle with two completely dry sponges, you know, like dirty dry sponges that haven't been changed in the kitchen for like months, you know?
How oily do you like the product in your men? Because guess what? You have a choice of two options. Go.
Don't worry, they're layered. One of them sometimes doesn't gel his hair, so it's curly. Okay. See, a whole arc here for you.
Yeah, so Charlie, by the way, so Lala says a thing about like, well, Charlie just wasn't interesting. But Charlie pulls a classic kind of a shishu move. She's like, you don't know who I am because I almost quit the show 6 times because all you guys were bullies.
And Kristen goes, Charlie, shut up!
Which is bullying.
Yeah, like proving her point right away. Shut up!
I admittedly did not see much bullying of Charlie. I feel like actually she was just sort of there and making little comments. So it's funny that she said she was bullied 6 times.
Yeah, but I guess there was like a lot of stuff that didn't make it to the screen. So Lala's like, you bitches wouldn't have lasted 2 seconds when I got on the scene. Okay, Lala, so that's okay. You want every single person to come on here and get totally slut-shamed and, you know, treated like crap? Yeah. What is wrong with you?
Hey, Lala, remember that time when you actually quit the show mid-season because you couldn't deal with it anymore? And then basically, I don't know, they like offered you money or whatever and you came back and were crying and saying something about anxiety. So actually, Charlie did last a little bit longer and stronger than you did.
Yeah, that's true. And she didn't lie about who she was dating because she didn't want to lose her other income stream.
Yeah, so, and also, man, like, what is this, like, you're so up, you're up with women, right? But now you are, like, basically... like you went through the bullying and you're like, I'm not against bullying, whatever, da 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 da. And like, where is the empathy for Charlie? Like, literally Charlie did nothing against you, like nothing wrong. Like all that Charlie did was basically stand up to Jax last episode. And so now you're going to come down on Charlie because she stood up to your man's best friend. No. That's
yeah,
wrong.
It's like a really untalented version of Mean Girls, you know, where she's the mean one and then she's the victim and then she becomes the mean one. But at the end, you know, at least that girl kind of learns her lesson. And we haven't really gotten there with Lala because she's still doing her fake learning thing where she's like, every time she's called out on something, she's just like, fake tears.
Yeah.
Which we'll get to. So Andy's like, Vanderpump says first, well, I knew there was a competitive factor over Max, and why wouldn't there be? I mean, just look at that handsome, handsome man. By the way, Max looks like he's about to jump off a bridge.
Yeah.
I've never seen anyone looking this morose during a reunion.
I feel like he looks like an extra from Parker Lewis Can't Lose.
Yeah, like standing there like, I'm getting paid $50 a day to be a part of this.
He's like trying to synchronize his swatches with someone, but no one will do it anymore. It's a real deep cut for everyone. Hey, was Max, was your trip to Palm Springs with Sheena fully platonic? And he's like, for the most part, yeah. Like, ew, see, this is why people don't like you, Max. This is why people are really not standing up for you. And really in any space, you know, like, just because you're just smarmy and icky, like, for the most part, yeah, just say, well, we tried, but there was a hookup, but he's just sort of like, I don't know, I'm just like,
and
really
then
angry.
We begin our additional segment of Shishu 2, which this show is loving. The guys on the show are trying to make it look like Sheena's some kind of a, you know, rapist or sexual abuser or something.
Yeah.
Because he's like, Lala goes, what does that even mean? I'm like, what do you mean? What does it mean? It means he didn't give her a used Range Rover the second she, you know, left in the morning. Lala! So Dana's like, you know what? Why don't you just own it? I know you guys totally hooked up. Just own it. And he goes, yeah, well, we played a game that involved, like, making out, and Vanderpump's like, what are you, 12?
seriously. And yeah, he's like, yeah. And so I mean, basically we played a game and then we woke up in bed together and then she went down on me. But I stopped her. I said, I'm with Dana. I'm like, okay, so remind me about, you know, that we played a game and then we woke up in bed together. Sort of like that Seinfeld thing. It's like, what was the yada, yada, yada that happened in between that? Because if you are with Dana, you're not going to sleep with the girl that you used to hook up with. You're not going to be in the same bed with her. So yeah. Don't act like, oh, you were so noble because you stopped Sheena from going down on you, okay? Because also,
yeah,
we know
so
that
gross. He
too.
Makes it sound like Sheena was going down on him. Like he woke up and Sheena's going down on him. Like the guys on this are so fucking gross. So Dana's like, oh, really? And you didn't finish? And he's like, no. I said, no, I'm a good person. I'm seeing Dana. And Bo's whispering to Stassi. He's like, wow, it takes a lot of courage to stop someone mid blowjob. That's actually pretty incredible.
Yeah. And Sheena's like, she's basically like, well, we made a pact to never let anyone know about the BJ. Oh, I guess Max said that, but I'm sure Sheena was saying that in her head too. But apparently Sheena told, of course, two people that...
No, Dana, yeah, Dana says that... Oh. Dana says she found out that they made a pact to never let that come out, but then Sheena told two people who both told Dana.
Yes.
And she's like, and I'm glad I found out because he was totally gaslighting me. And Sheena's like, look, there are a lot of things I was embarrassed about this year, but like Max is like someone I was comfortable with, and yes, I felt something, and yes, I put my mouth. Nothing. It was uncomfortable. It was uncomfortable.
Yeah, she kept on saying she just felt comfortable. She's like, we were cuddling, and I just felt, it didn't mean anything. I was just like very comfortable. I was very comfortable, and when I am comfortable, I try to have like oral sex with people. That's all. So Stassi's like, BJs are never comfortable, okay? I'm calling the cops on you. So, then, hey, no one has had more ups and downs than white Kanye himself. It's James Kennedy. Roll that footage.
Yeah. So then is James's hero edit, which, listen, I'm glad that somebody can stop drinking and get their damn life together. I really am. And I've been through it with a lot of friends. I've been very close to going through it myself. So it is something that I respect. Still not completely on trust with Mr. James Kennedy yet.
Okay? Yeah.
But we'll see.
Okay?
You're on probation.
Probation. I thought the montage was very moving, and they're like, I mean, Vanderpump Rules is really good. They have that like this is the time when you cry music that they play, where it's like basically like two notes where it goes bloom, 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 and I'm like, so. But what was funny was that, like, so everyone starts to cry. So Lala's crying, of course, first, and then Danica's crying, and then Tom Sandoval's crying, and Ariana's crying, and then I keep showing Kristen just shaking her head like, nope, seriously, nope.
And Kristen does some really good prop work in this, where she keeps picking up her cup. One of our favorite things that Kristen does is drinking from a straw. It's the funniest fucking thing, because she's so herky-jerky. Like,
yeah.
The straw's always, like, kind of hitting her face, and she can never find it with her tongue. And so she keeps picking up her drink, and she's got a straw, and it's like, ow, my eye, all right, ooh. And just trying to get that straw in. It's like her anger straw.
I'm really going to miss her herky-jerkiness. I really will, you know? You know, it's one of the sacrifices. It's not a sacrifice. Not a sacrifice. It's be one of the things that we will be losing from the show that will be irreplaceable, is the herky jerkiness. But it's, you know,
the straw move.
The straw move. So Jax, and so then of course Jax is like, I'm tearing up. I'm like, you're not tearing up. You're lying. We know you're lying. You see everyone's crying. You're doing what you think is right. Shut up.
Yeah. And Andy's like, yeah, almost all of you got emotional. Kristen's like, oh, straw. And Katie's like, yeah, I'm really proud of him. To see him put in this work is like really nice. And, you know, everybody's complimenting him and stuff. And even Stassi does. And Andy's like, Stassi, what's your emotion? She's like, I got emotional for Raquel because she's like so much more layered than I thought. Like, who wants to watch Raquel cry? Like, she's just likable as fuck. Okay. Notice that these girls are all so nice to Raquel now that she's become a hero.
Yeah.
You know,
they really
they're
are.
The same every single time. It's like Lala gets some money, then Lala becomes a hero. You know, Raquel becomes a fan favorite, Raquel becomes a hero.
Yeah, it is kind of funny how that happens. So then Ariana, I mean, two people who have been on Raquel and James's side this whole time, Ariana and Sandoval, and they are like, they basically are like, it's June, it's Pride Month, let's not forget that. Because Ariana's like, Raquel is a fucking queen! And Santa goes, yes, we stand for Raquel, dude, yes, queen, yes!
So James goes into his, you know, it's been 10 months, you know, and that clip fucked me up, Andy, because I was talking how I was still drinking. I was talking, not walking. Wiki. Looking back, I can't believe that was even me. Like, I've seen the light, Andy. I've seen the light. Like,
I'll get knocked down, but I get up again. Ain't nothing gonna keep me down. I'll get knocked down, but I get up again. That song's about drinking, James. Oh. Yeah.
And Andy hasn't given Kristen any attention, even though she's been doing like a straw dance over there. So she finally goes, such bullshit. And Andy's like,
Kristen, I'm watching you, and it looks like you might be emotional about this?
And she's like, I have nothing to say, Andy, nothing, all right? Ugh, straw. I'll leave it at that, Andy.
Christine, I can't help but notice I feel like you used to have some decor up on the walls and maybe a tree in the background.
Yeah, I knocked it all over. Straw.
I'm gonna get a sip of this damn LaCroix. Damn it, I'm gonna get one.
It's getting close. Okay, plane's coming to the hangar. Oh, it's another flyby. Damn it, Maverick.
So Sheena goes, I would love it if James could apologize to the hurt you caused Kristen. And he's like, I already did that, Sheena, a long time ago. She's like, James, if you changed, you wouldn't have, like, come at me in the last hour. And then we see a clip of James being like, you just fucked him to use him just like you'll use anybody else because you're a piece of shit, Kristen.
He should have just been like, listen, Kristen, I apologize for all the times I was evil to you because of my drinking, but I still think you're a piece of shit, da. Although I think right isn't one of the things that the reason why you apologize, and I'm speaking as an outsider here, but isn't one of the reasons why you apologize is because you can't hold people accountable. You can't be mad at the people for reacting the way they did to you when you were, you know, drunk or something like that. Isn't that like one of the tenets? But then again, Kristen, so yeah.
Well, probably. He has apologized. You know, he did already do all that apology thing, and Kristen just keeps trying to make it more. They just keep going at each other. Like, you can't get too deep about the Kristen and James relationship.
Yeah.
It's always a mess. You know, there's no paper towel big enough for that one. So then we see a clip of Beverly Hills this week, and it's Dorit and Garcelle breaking it down Wednesday at 9.
Oh, great. Yeah, we should also mention, by the way, that our bonus episode this week is going to be a recap of Celebrity Family Feud, where it's Radio Andy versus The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We're first time recapping a game show, but I think it's going to be fun. Yes.
It's Andy at his gooberiest.
Oh, my God. I've never, God. Like, it was like.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay, so we're back. And well, Kristen's like, you know what? Just, it's like watching Raquel broke my heart, Andy. It broke my fucking heart, you know? And Danica's like, oh my God, why is it even going in this direction?
Yeah. I don't know where you are in the notes. I got lost. You keep talking.
Oh, it's still that same fight. There was just a little commercial break. So she's like, why is it going in this direction? Like, we're talking about sobriety. And Kristen's like, you don't know, Danica. You don't know. And Tom's like, you guys were the worst relationship ever. Yeah. It's like two fucked up, you know, hurricanes, you know. And James is like, why are we even talking about it, Tom? Just move on. And Kristen's like, because you came for me.
There's a crash of glass as she knocks over a picture frame. So James is like, I did this, girl, because Dana needs to know who her true friends are. And now you know Dana. And so Kristen's like, do you know how painful it was to watch you treat Raquel, one of the most innocent, beautiful, almost like Britney person ever? I'm like, ew, is Britney like the ideal of perfection? And like, and again, it's like, you guys treated Raquel like shit. And now she's like, do you understand what it was like to treat this porcelain doll of a human being, this wonderful, unequivocally loved person, Raquel, like she was like almost at the level of Britney, almost at that level where she was like a Belle with the Beast. You know, that was for you, Britt.
She was like a stalk of celery in a blue cheese dip away from being Britney. That's ridiculous. Also, considering that Kristen brought that girl in, Hope, Wasn't Kristen the one who brought in Hope to try and ruin Raquel's relationship?
Yes.
Give me a fucking break, Kristen. So Lala's like, yeah, James had the same type of issue with I had with alcohol. And so, like, you know, sometimes I didn't talk to people how I liked when I was on alcohol. So, yeah. And also when you're sober, which we'll also get to, ma'am.
Yeah. And Vanderpump's basically like, well, we're moving on from that. We're moving on. And then Sandoval just starts playing his horn, I guess, to try to, like... lighten the mood. Ariana's like, Tom, it's in my ear. Please stop. Please stop. I consider my ear health. I take it very seriously. It's like sketch comedy. Please stop. Please.
I can't. Yes, and if I don't know what I'm anding. Okay? Stop the horn,
hey,
Tom.
Did you say Radio Andy? No, I said yes, and. Yes, and Andy. Yeah.
That's why nobody on this show will ever be serious about comedy.
So, yeah, so James is basically saying that he's, like, really happy that Raquel's with him, and Raquel says the text messages were, like, the final, like, that was the final straw for her, where she was like, I'm gonna leave you unless you get help.
Could we get Kristen a final straw? Because she's still poking her eyes out angrily listening to this, like, nice little segment. So Vanderpump's like, you enough without drinking, James. I think you've proven that. And okay, let's move on to some messier stuff. And yeah. He moves on to Lala. He's like, well, congratulations. I saw you celebrated a year of sobriety. But I assume that would bring you and James closer. But a meme that he posted got under your skin. And then Lala acts like she's in the witness protection program.
Yes. She acts like she has...
the biggest case in American history.
Like, was she like a whistleblower against Monsanto or something like that? Like, what is going on here? Why is she... She's acting as if, like, she can't even say his name. She's like, I won't say more than I can. Like, her response should have been like, you know what? I overreacted. It was funny. I understand. It's part of pop culture. It's like, whatever. I just have to own my... No, but instead she's like, I won't say more than I can, but there was a very public beef between myself and a very pretty famous rapper, and it got very bad. And I can't say what the rapper's name is. But if you said his name was a dollar, that's twice as much name as he really has, okay?
And also about 20 million less than my boyfriend owed him. So,
yeah.
Thanks. So James is like, oh, well, you know, it's a long string of things. I'm not proud of Andy. I was with people. I was trying to look cool. You know how it goes, Andy. You know how it goes. And she's like, yes. Well, me, myself, and this rapper just don't speak about each other anymore, Andy. You know, there's so much legal stuff to worry about with this extremely famous rapper.
I'm like, please stop trying to elevate your station in life by talking about all the legal stuff that's going on between you and 50 Cent. Please. I mean, I don't know. Is there a gag order where she's not allowed to say his name? It's so ridiculous. And then she also says, you know, I thought James and I had moved on from doing petty shit to each other. And then when I saw that, it was like a knife in my heart. Girl, you... Everyone was making memes. It was the funniest shit that ever happened. Like, literally, the fact that, like, that Lala and Rand got into a public feud with 50 Cent and 50 Cent destroyed you guys on Instagram, it was hilarious. And honestly, I'm sure if we went back and really looked at those interactions in the lens of what we're going through today, we'd probably find some pretty problematic shit. But by the way, Lala acted in that whole situation there, too. So let's not forget that. Sir.
Yeah.
Ma'am.
So then they move on. Andy's like, got it. In that way, like, shut up. You know, even Andy's like, shut up, stupid. So then he brings up Katie's wine night. And he says, you said Raquel forgot her place. And it sounded to the viewers like you think that maybe you're better than her. She's like, yeah, you know, Andy, when I get into that zone, the shit that comes out of my mouth, like, you would think that I'm an extremely famous, popular rapper, Andy.
Yeah. There's actually a lot of legal stuff going on between me and Raquel right now. I'm sorry, I said her name. There's a lot of legal stuff going on between me and that extremely unfamous girlfriend of James. And so I really can't go into it right now. But needless to say, it's been a painful journey for me.
Yeah, so Lala just squeezes out of it again. She's like, I am mortified, Andy, because Raquel is, like, the sweetest. Like, the girls like her, and so do I now, Andy. She's, like, totally sweet. She's not a bambi-eyed bitch at all, and I'm not being mean to her for no reason. I just don't even know what got into me, Andy.
Yeah, and like to think that anyone would ever call her the C word on national TV just because she showed up at brunch is so obnoxious. It's like, you did that, Lala. You know what? I really can't go into it. I have a lot of legal things going on between me and the concept of brunch, so we just can't talk about it.
And Andy's like, well, does it feel good to hear this, Raquel? And Raquel's like, Andy, I'm too young and pretty to be tolerating shit from James or anyone else. I love when Raquel quotes herself. She's like, remember that good one I had? She's like second to Dorinda in quoting herself.
I know. Oh, yeah. It's true. I was like, God, that felt a little rehearsed. I was like, oh, that's right, because she said that earlier this season.
So Andy's like, well, in a recent online video, Lala said it's not interesting to see a 34-year-old woman in a crop top and a slutty JoJo Siwa pony doing the same thing over and over again. Sheena, what do you think about that?
And by the way, and in the video, it's even worse than that. In the video, we see Lala say, we have to grow up, okay? It's not interesting to us, and then blah, 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 blah. It's like, Lala, you don't get to say when people have to grow up, especially when you show such rampant immaturity, okay? Just because you are in legal issues with a very famous rapper and you got ran and you're engaged does not mean that now you get to say when people are mature, when they're immature, and who gets to grow up and who doesn't get to grow up. And you, the queen of new age feminism, here shaming Sheena for wearing crop top, which is kind of her thing, and a slutty ponytail, when you're walking around dressed like a janky Joann's fabric sample sale that was sewn together into a toga. No.
Also, Lala's literally wearing a crop top right now. just want to point that out. So Sheena's like, hey, yeah, it really hurt my feelings because, like, I've done so much growth. And for my friends and people, like, I care about to, like, make it seem like I have no substance was very hurtful.
Well, Sheena, let's not get ahead of ourselves also, okay? Because we haven't seen a whole lot of substance to you beyond enchiladas. Okay, lazy Susan is spinning.
I know, just keep spinning. So then Lala pretends to cry again.
Yeah, she's like, I have been really disgusted by the things I've said to people, whether I'm in litigation or not with them. And I thought my sobriety was going to be the answer, but I just pictured Sheena seeing those things. And like, I just imagine Shishu just crying and saying, I can't believe my best friend, who is currently in the middle of a lawsuit with a rapper whose name shall go unnamed, would say those things about me. It's terrible.
And Stassi whispers to Bo, Lala may be bipolar.
I'm gonna call the cops.
Call the cops. And Sheena's like, it wasn't just one time, it was so many times. Like, it was me, it was Raquel, it was Ariana, it was Chris. It's like all the nice girls. And Stassi goes, I'm a nice girl. And everyone's like,
I also, let's not overlook the fact that Kristen somehow graduated to the column of nice. I don't think Kristen is one of the nice girls. God. Clumsy girl. But not nice girl.
Yeah. So then we see clips of Lala being a monster. And then it comes back and she's like, you know, Andy, I look at that and I'm like, you're preying on the fucking weak, Andy. You know, like, I've had so much time to self-reflect during this quarantine, Andy. I just need to do it better. She's like touching her fingernail to her eye, like,
I think maybe part of that needing to do better, maybe that should include not calling the girls you've been making fun of weak while you're trying to apologize for your behavior.
Yeah, she's so Lala.
I'm preying on the weak. Like, that is like, I realize I've been preying on the weak. That does not absolve you. You just called Sheena and Charlie and Raquel and all those women weak. Do you realize that?
Well, she's also using an old Vanderpump thing from Housewives. Remember when they said that she preys on the weak? And she's like, what? I prey on the weak? She's trying so hard to get that Housewives spot. And then it shows Tom crying for some reason. I'm not really sure what that's about.
He's probably still upset that he couldn't play his trumpet.
He's like, Ariana yelled at me.
But I can use the dick flute, right? No, Tom.
Dude.
So, hey,
Well, there is a pandemic outside, and a lot of us are doing funny things in quarantine. Look, I'm trying to do that beard thing again. I think fourth time's the charm. Who knows? Hey, let's see what the other kids are doing during quarantine.
Stassi's cooking. Lisa's cleaning her own house.
That was my favorite part.
That was pretty funny. That could be a sitcom. Just watching Lisa Vanderpump being poor, you know.
Yeah. Just watching her go up and down the stairs with sheets. I love that.
Katie and Tom doing karaoke. What else? Danica like trying to make a YouTube cooking career. That was pretty good.
Today I'm making avocado brownies because we're healthy, but we also want a snack. I'm like, you can be healthy and want a snack, but also maybe like a good snack. I know I'm going to get like 5 emails. I was like, actually, Ben, there are some really good recipes for avocado brownies. And then I'm going to try and be like, actually, Ronnie, remember when I said I didn't like avocado brownies? Turns out they're really good.
I've made chickpea blondies. They're delicious.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So then Brett, of course, she's like, yeah, avocado brownies. Why is this where? Oh, I have to blow into the blender for it to turn on. Hold on. Then it cuts to Brett doing cheesy workout videos, winking at the camera and shaking his curly hair around in selfies. He's gross. Disgusting. And every time they show him, he's still just like doing his lips to the camera and like staring at himself on the screen.
Yeah, and his, like, my first blazer that he's wearing, that's, like, you know when you, like, wear a blazer when you're 13 and it's, like, doesn't quite fit, you know? And so, like, there's those strange gaps around your neck between, like, the collar and the lapels. Like, that
or when you're in your 40s and have to go to a wedding.
Or that, too. I was not going to try to put you on blast.
So, yeah, he's such a cheeseball, and he's just sitting there preening the whole time and playing with his collar on his shirt. Mm-hmm. I like that when they say, God, his collar's getting tight, because you start getting hot and you start, you know, kind of shaking your collar to let some air out, but his shirt's totally open. It's so funny when he's put on the spot.
Exactly. So, and then we see, oh, this is the worst. Okay. Hey, I wonder what Brittany and Jax did during their quarantine. And then we see this footage of, hey, so Jax and I like to make up tournaments to pass the time. So today's tournament is a time challenge. Ready? I'm like, I don't think this is a tournament if there's two people in it. I think it's just a match. It's not a tournament.
Well, here's what you do, Andy. First you take a shot, then you swallow a wing hole, then you chase it with Mondo, then you run outside and you make a cornhole, and then you gotta make a basket in the pool, then you gotta go to the bathroom and squeeze it out until only a bone comes out. That's
Andy. And then at the very end, you gotta put some sunglasses on your dog and say, you're a cool guy! You're a cool guy!
Like, Brittany, your husband is already leaving the house to supposedly go to the gym 3 times a day. Why would you suggest that he go after random cornholes to win a prize? Like, come on.
Oh, God. And then Sheena and Brock just working out, which is just them doing planks and push-ups and him, like, hoisting her up and everything, trying to act like they don't argue about what sort of berry should go in the pancake tomorrow morning.
Well, I gotta tell you, those are so on brand for you guys. It's so on brand. What you mean on brand? I was carrying sheets up the stairs.
And then he's like, Katie, are you still knitting there in quarantine? She's like, no, I've actually switched from knitting to Legos. What? What? I actually, you know what, though? In retrospect, I'm actually really proud of her. Because, God, I bet it's so fun to watch Tom Schwartz walk around barefoot and then be like, ow! Oh, Bubba, I stepped on a Lego again.
Yeah, so true, the revenge of Katie. I think it's quarantine TV. Like, we're all stuck at home. We're watching shit like the Lego competition. I mean, I've watched it, you know.
What does Katie make with Legos? Does she just make a bottle of ranch? I don't get it.
Yeah, a lifelike, you know, majestic bottle of Hidden Valley.
I feel like Katie would be the type to do Playmobil. You know, it's like, oh, it sort of has the feeling of Lego, but it's not at all, and it's, like, deeply unsatisfying.
Mm-hmm. So Vanderpump suggests that they switch it up and start having sex, and she's like, gross, stop. So then Andy talks about Kristen isolating, and she's got a new boyfriend. His name is Alex. They've been together a month and a half.
Yeah. Things have been going well. I like that. Month and a half. Hey, how are Jax and Brittany doing? Have you been fighting at all? And like, well, we've gotten into a couple of feuds, which I thought was a funny choice of words. Like, I'm just imagining them standing like cross-armed across the room from each other for like days on end. Like, this is a good feud. It's a good feud. But then Jax says, but we're such homebodies, which doesn't make sense as a, like, we're getting to feuds, but we're homebodies. And Brittany's like, I have never noticed how much guys do not shut cabinet doors.
Mandy's like, does he poop with the door open still? And Sheena's like, oh my God, Brock does that too. And Jack says, yeah, well, Brittany does too. She's like, hi, I'm a lady. You're not supposed to talk about that, okay, Jake?
I'm a cool pooper.
How else am I supposed to prove that the chicken bum came out whole?
We have these tournaments. Like, how long can you poop with the door closed? Oh, God, that's hard.
So then we get to the most painful episode of the season, Jax's bachelor party.
Oh, yeah. That was
one of them. I don't remember. I think the old people one, where they were pretending to be old people. That was painful.
Was that... I think it's only redemption was that the same episode where Brittany saw the sign in the club and thought it was like targeted against her?
Yeah, that was pretty it was good. Like Brittany's... So maybe I'm on a different episode.
No. It may have been like the next night. So you may be right. I can't remember.
Yeah, they weren't old in this one, but they went to get lap dances, and it's the clips of Jax being like, I hate strip clubs. I'm just not into strip clubs. And then, you know, intercut with him getting all sorts of lap dances and motorboating girls and stuff. And yeah. Basically, he just keeps lying. You know, it's Jax. He's like, yeah, even before Brit, strip clubs just aren't my thing. All right. I'm more of a pull off in a parking lot kind of a guy.
Yeah, he basically is like, yeah, I mean, I'm not into strip clubs. I mean, we went there and then I saw all my friends were getting excited. So I'm like, okay, I'll just act excited. I'm like, oh, please. You had a boner that could have opened that door.
Yeah. So I'm fast forwarding through some of this because I really hate these two. Andy. Okay, so then it's back to Tom and Jax. Like, so, and you didn't really appreciate Tom enough in Kentucky when he's making all those efforts as best man. And Jax is like, it's all for show, Andy, you know. And this is one of those off-the-record things, you know, so they'll cut this off my show, right? So, you know, he wasn't going to be included in that part of the show, Andy, and that's the only reason he wanted to go. You know, he just wanted to be on TV, Andy.
Yeah, and Ariana's like, are you kidding me? If he didn't go, they just would have filmed him in Los Angeles instead.
Yeah.
So Elisa's like, but he went to your father's funeral, and that wasn't televised. Ooh, zinger!
Yeah, it was a very good point. And Tom's like, yeah, bro, I flew 15 hours. I bought 3 suits, 4 chickens, just in case we needed them, to, you know, just in case we had to sacrifice some shit. I was there for you, bro. And Jax goes, yeah, you know what? I've done a lot of great things, too. I mean, who gives a shit? Really? Could you name some?
Yeah, again, Jax is more dangerous for the country because it's this sort of mentality that gets us to where we are. I'm telling you, people, this is how the United States gets to where it is right now. It's Jack's mentality, all right?
I'm sure if this was filmed today, he'd be like, I don't know if you've checked out Twitter, but I actually helped someone have a baby, so...
So Andy's like, Jax, well, you know what? He did forgive you after you slept with his girlfriend. Let's bring that up, right? And Jax, ugh. And so Sandoval says, dude, you were so happy. You were so happy at your wedding. You were so happy. And all I was doing all those things because I love seeing you happy, dude. I just want to see you happy, dude.
He's like, I think you're an amazing actor. You're an amazing actor. And Vanderpump's like, that's not fair. Listen, we all have lifetime. We know Tom is not an amazing actor.
We've all seen Peter's movie, or at least some of it. Okay, I admit it. I just saw a 30-second clip on YouTube. I couldn't watch that much more. But one thing we can conclude, Tom is not a good actor.
Mariana goes, if he was that good of an actor, he wouldn't be on Vanderpump fucking Rules. I don't know what's up with Ariana today, but she like had a martini before. She's just like sitting on top of a piano like, fuck you. Hey, I've got a new song to sing. Fuck you. How about that?
Seriously. Also, by the way, for all the talk about how Tom and Ariana don't have furniture in their house, they were sitting on furniture and it was like this beautiful navy blue background. I was like, can we give some props to their nice interior design and their Zoom square? I really like that. And I'm not just saying that because we know, I'm not saying that from a place of bias because we know Tom and Ariana. I really enjoyed their square.
That's a really good business, actually, for this time. We'll just come in and decorate the Zoom square. You know, just as big as your Zoom meeting will allow.
Serious. There are, yeah. I mean, that's a thing that's happening now. I'm seeing commercials about, like, look your best. We all have to look our best on Zoom, right? So, Zoom square design.
So, Andy mentions that if they can hear cowbells, dance here! All right.
We have this tournament, like, who can ring a cowbell the loudest? And whoever wins gets a chicken bone, gets to put it on the dog. It's like, you're a cool guy!
School's over, dance here to pick me up. So, it's 7 p.m. in New York City, and apparently everybody would go outside and applaud the healthcare workers and stuff, which is pretty fucking cool. Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, wear your mask outside, everyone. Public service announcement. Please still keep wearing your mask outside because coronavirus cases are on the rise. Just read it today. Just thought I'd add some more good news into this recap.
Yeah, wow. Made this even more fun. By the way, how long is this? How much more of this show are we? Jesus.
Let's talk about butter. Okay. What do you think about butter, Ronnie?
Love it. Switch to vegan. Not the same. Sorry, cows. Love some butter. Okay. Tortillas. Cows. If you've never heard a tortilla scream, try and eat it without butter. They'll be like, no, you're wasting me.
Andy's asking about the TomTom expansion, how that's going and everything. And everything was going great until coronavirus. Tom and Tom did do a bunch of cameos, or as Andy says, video messages for fans, and apparently they raised $50,000 for their employees, which is really cool, so that was nice.
And then Andy is like, well, Brett, you said Sheena was very welcoming to you.
Can I say something really quickly right before we get into Brett and Sheena? Yeah. Andy also said, so Schwartz, what's next for you? And he's like, oh, well, Mr. Bubba, I've just been feeling really reinvigorated professionally. And I just want to open more and more bars. Maybe I'll even open with my wife. I just want to open more and more bars. I'm like, reinvigorated professionally implies that at one point you were vigorated. If that's even a word, you were feeling vigorous about your profession. Like what flower was rewatered here? I don't get it.
We're going to open a Lego restaurant, Andy. It's going to be delicious.
So anyway, I just thought I'd point that out. Brett and Sheena.
Yeah, sorry, I skipped that over. So, Brett, you said Sheena was very welcoming to you. In what ways did she come on too strong? And then he like comes to life and his eyebrows start going up like he's like Don Juaning us in the camera. He's like, well, I feel like she did come on a little strong, Andy, because she was the first one with the opportunity to become my friend. Ew. Oh, you are such a fucking pig, dude. God.
What does that mean? I think he was trying to say, like, I met her first, so I became friends with her first, but by saying she had the first opportunity to be my friend, ew. And he goes, and she did a good job, and, you know, I feel like I'm a good guy, and that's my fault. I put the signals out there. I'm just too good of a guy. You know, when you're really attractive like this, you can't help being charming, and, you know, like, when I lower my oily tendril in a girl's face, they just can't help but fall in love with me. And that's my fault. That's my fault.
Literally staring at his own image on the TV screen, like, moving his eyebrows and, like, making sexy face. And Andy's like, Sheena, how did you feel when he called you a bad kisser? And she's like, and now that pissed me off, Andy. All right? Because I think that a lot of people in these squares can say that that is absolutely not true, Andy, because I made out with pretty much everybody here. Can we bring Chef Joe on? Please, bring Chef Joe on.
And Brett goes, obviously I described it the wrong way. I didn't mean she was a bad kisser. I meant it was a bad experience. I'm like, way to go, Brett. You really saved yourself there.
Oh, what a pig. And Sheena's like, oh, please. You said you don't even remember it. And he's like, oh, well, I didn't want you to think that, you know, it meant something, and then you just ran with it, and I was just trying to be honest with how it felt, Sheena. She's like, not to my face, you never said anything out of my face.
He was trying to be honest with how he felt by lying about that he didn't remember the kiss. Okay, got it. So she was like, well, but then you like, here's the thing, like, everything you said behind my back, you wouldn't say to my face. And Andy goes, yeah, he did call you middle-aged to your face, though. Huh, remember that, you old lady there?
Sounds like, isn't middle age like 50? This is Vanderpump Rules. It's like 25, you know?
Yeah.
Like, if you guys were milk, you'd be very clumpy right now. Let's just say
curdles. There's so many curdles in life. And so Brett is like, he's like, no, no, no. I mean, look at J-Lo. She's like the hottest woman ever, and she's middle aged. I'm like, this is, your backtracking here is is so awful. Sort of hilarious. It makes me almost wonder, do you deserve a spot on this cast because you are so awful and you are in such a world of delusion? Nope, you don't. But it's close.
Los Angeles. Close. Everybody's awful.
My yeah, we God. Could find some. Line we could us probably. Up. We could probably find someone who is just as awful, who is also does not have racist tweets from like 8 years ago.
God, what a fucking pig this guy is. And also, he hasn't learned the basic lesson here, which is don't call women, stop commenting on fucking women's age. Like, what, you're going to call fucking Jennifer Lopez middle-aged? You fucking crazy?
Yeah.
And Ariana's like, by the way, aren't you, she's like with her martini on the piano, she's like, aren't you 31, kid? What the hell? He's like, yeah, actually, now that you said that, I'm like 32, so what's the difference? And now I'm totally not in trouble, right?
Yeah. She's like, I was nothing but good to you, and I'm embarrassed that I trusted you and brought you in as a friend, but honestly, if you did want to get together, I would be totally into that.
And Vanderpump's like, I'm on Sheena's side. I take very strong stances on unimportant things only.
Yes. And Brett's like, listen, we talked about it all season. I just wanted to be friends. And then, like, you were like, can we pretend like we have something in the future? So it seems like we have something in the future. And, like, you don't understand the type of pressure it is for me. That was a lot of pressure for me. Oh, Brett. Brett, the victim here to Sheena's lecherous, wanton ways.
Yeah, so he's basically accusing Sheena. Well, not basically. He is accusing Sheena of trying to use him for a storyline and planning some, you know, some tension there. And Vanderpump goes, well, is he lying? I mean, I was just on your side. Sorry, I'm very flip-floppy when it comes to that. And Brett's like, what, am I making it up? I mean, listen, you said to me we can just pretend. I mean, am I fabricating it? And Danica's like, sorry, but, like, you were all over her and, like, you flirted with her, like, all the time and, like, you weren't the person to be friends with her because, like, you were flirting, so...
You were flirting. You were acting like you were the snack of the century. And guess what that is? Avocado brownies, okay?
And Kristen's like, come on, you tried to make her look like shit. And he's like, no, I didn't. All right, look, and I know that you guys have been waiting for this reunion so, like, you guys could all gang up on me and clamp down on the new people and make us look bad. And Jax is like, welcome to my show.
Yeah. I'm sorry I tried to help you. So sorry. Won't happen again. But if you want to hang out later, just call me because I think I'm free.
And he's just like playing with his collar, like trying to make sexy face, but he's all stressed out.
Yeah, he's got stressed sexy face on. So now let's talk about the Witches of WeHo. So you guys all hate each other now, right? What's going on?
Yes. So Kristen's like, okay. So Andy's like, okay, in Miami, Kristen claimed she treated you with more kindness when Schwartz was fucking around on you for years, Katie. What do you have to say about that? And she's like, she was going super low, Andy. That was her going low. And Kristen's like, I just wanted my friends to be there for me like I was there for you. Ugh.
Yeah. And Stassi's like, Kristen, she sort of gets like stuck in this loop of just yelling Kristen, like, Kristen, seriously, Kristen.
So the basic fight here, and we've heard about this just from Facebook posts from people who were listening to Stassi's podcast. Katie went on there and they were talking about this storyline, and that basically they said Kristen came to them and said, like, he's toxic and I want you guys to expose him on the show, like, help me expose how horrible he is and all of this. And so they tried to do that, but Kristen, once they brought it all on camera, Kristen acted like she was being victimized and got all mad. Okay, I can kind of see that, but you're still fucking wrong. Listen, we've all had that friend, and I've been this friend also, by the way, so I've been on both sides of this, where you're just in a relationship, you're venting all the time, your friends get fucking sick of hearing it, and here's what I do. I say, I'm not listening to this anymore. I can't advise you on this anymore. I'm sorry it hurt you, but I can't, like, this is too much. You don't just, like, try and get them kicked off filming from their show and try and ruin their whole life and career, which is what they did, you know?
Yeah. Let the problematic actions against Faith do that for you. It's very simple.
Yeah.
If you want her off the show. No. No, but it's true though. Like
sorry,
if someone,
I was drinking water when you said that.
No, I could hear. but it's true though. Like if you want they kind of made it about them. Like clearly she's having issues. I understand the frustration, but like we were there for her and then she makes it seem like we're the bad friends. I'm like, I think you guys were waiting for an excuse to just basically pile onto Mariposa while she's flailing about literally in her room, knocking things off the walls. Okay. So basically, and then Sandoval comes to Kristen's defense in this really weird way. She's like, listen, knowing Kristen from being in a relationship with her when she slept with Jax, listen, she's an overventer, okay? She's just an exhausting overventer. Like, you ever, like, walk down the sidewalk in New York City on a hot day and then you walk over the subway grates and you're like, damn it, look at all that venting air and it's hotter than I already am and I can't deal with this right now. That's what she is.
Yeah, she's, like, basically a woof of smoke that, like, makes your balls sweat, Andy. That's what I'm saying.
It's like, we all vent. Why is it okay when you guys do it, but it's not okay when I do it? Does my venting have an expiration date? What about my venting?
Like, yes, it does. It's fucking obnoxious, okay?
Well, she's like, why is mine the only venting that has an expiration date? She's like, well, Kristen, here's the thing. It's like, you're basically like a bus on a hot summer day and that has not had its smog check, and you walk behind it and it belches out fumes that are super hot and smoky, and you think to yourself, I think this bus needs to get a smog check now. That's basically what she is.
Yeah, so that's pretty, I mean, that's their fight, and Katie comes at it very calmly. Like, they've both been, everybody's, I guess, been prepped for this answer, right? So she's like, well, look, you told us you wanted our help in exposing him, and she's like, oh, well, sorry, it's so toxic, because you'll have this perfect life, and the last thing you need to hear about is your friend not having these moments like buying a house or getting married.
Yeah. And Kristen starts saying this stuff about, like, you know, I'm not saying I was right this summer. I mean, I was definitely, like, out of my mind. But, like, every time you guys bash Carter, it made me want to protect him more. Sorry, shoulder roll. Shoulder roll. Sorry, that's just the way it is.
Like, and I was just like, in August, I just was like in that place where I was like, fuck filming, fuck you guys, I'm gone.
Which was a cheat that they've been using in the previews to make it look like Kristen quits the whole show on this.
Yeah.
This episode. You bastards, you got me again.
Yeah, and so Bo's like, listen, I understand why everyone's getting frustrated. Like, your friends are hearing the same thing over and over and over again to the point where it's like, I can't take it anymore. I can't take it anymore. And Lisa Vanderpump goes, exactly. I was like, what? What dog do you have in this race or horse in this race, Lisa, to pick two of your famous favorite animals?
Yeah, so they go on and on and on about this. Anything else you want to say in here?
I do. I thought it was funny when Katie made herself the martyr in this. She goes, well, you know, when you hurt, I hurt with you. And then you would share that with me, and I would feel hurt, and then you would leave, and I would still hurt, because that's just the sort of person I'd be. I'd be building my little Lego buildings with mismatched colors, and I would just be sitting there thinking, God, I know I'm playing with Legos, and everything should be awesome, but I'm hurting. I'm hurting so hard.
I moved from the couch to the bed, and I thought, ow. I mean, that's what you've done to me, Kristen. That is what you've done. I'm hurting, Kristen.
I'm hurting from your hurt. And then the next day you would show up as if nothing happened, and then you'd bring him around again. And I'm like, I'm still hurting from your hurt and the Lego that I stepped on a little bit. But I'm hurting because I'm just that good of a person.
Yeah, and Stassi's like, you made us look like assholes at the reunion, and, like, I was like, fuck her then fuck her. And then we see a clip of Kristen freaking out, like, I'm sorry, I just can't be happy as a death of you.
Yeah, and so, yeah, because basically Stassi thought that Kristen was gonna, like, come to the reunion and be like, oh, I realize how I was acting, and I'm sorry, and Mariposa caca. But she wasn't like that, which is why they got really, really mad. And so then Katie starts this monologue where she's talking about how, and, you know, that's just like, you know, like, you were defending Carter aggressively and then acting like we were crazy. And that's just like when I lost trust. And, you know, it's just, it's really hard. And we have a lot of history. It's like, woof, woof. Just all, she's like trying to have this like moment. And Jax and Brittany's dogs, we're not being cool guys. Not being cool guys.
I know. That was so Katie, too. She's like, finally, I'm getting something to say in this reunion. And Jax's dogs are like, no, you're not, bitch.
Kitty's like, seriously, with the dogs? Seriously?
And you know Jax and Britt just went and put their dogs in the dryer. You know they did.
We're going to have a tournament. See how long they can last in the dryer. So Kristen's like, you know what? Hindsight is 20/20, and I can see why they were annoyed. Kaka, I have a new boyfriend, so that should probably fix things, right? Kaka.
Well, Lala, you confronted Carter for not contributing financially, but our favorite housewife, Sushil Madia, said flat out that you're a goddamn hypocrite because you live off a fat guy in the hills. So anything to say about that?
She's like, we're comparing two different things, Andy, because, like, if they were happy and amazing, I wouldn't bring it up. But, like, when my friend is being sucked dry emotionally, it's like, dude, what are you doing?
Have your lips gotten bigger during this episode?
Yes, Andy. Rand brought me a gift, Andy. Actually, so.
And by the way, I just want everyone to realize that my implication is that Rand and I are happy and amazing. Just want to reiterate that we're so happy, so amazing, despite being in the midst of some very difficult legal work that I cannot talk about with a man who I cannot say whose name he is, but he is a rapper and he is very famous. And the fact that we're in a feud with him sort of elevates my fame as well. So I'm sorry, I cannot talk about this.
So Stassi wishes Kristen well, basically. And she's like, and Carter can suck ass. Okay, so there's that. So Andy's like, Kristen, don't get mad at me, but I think that his perspective will be interesting. James, you know what it's like to be excluded. What was it like to see how Katie and Stassi treated Kristen?
Yeah, well, it was something I could have predicted was going to happen, girl. It's not the first time they've dumped Kristen. Stassi and Katie have abandoned that friendship a few times, and last time I checked, she's still not walking back at Sir the way I am, girl.
You know, it's just what happens, Andy. You know, you've got friends, and they get on with their lives, and they find happiness, and they buy homes, and then, you know, Kristen's just not doing any of that. Sorry!
All she's doing is... You know what she's doing? Look at her in her square. She's rotating around like she's stuck in a spin cycle somewhere. What's going on with her? Oh my god, her Zoom square has actually fallen over on its side. I've never seen that before.
I'm sorry, I was trying to take a drink out of the camera, Andy. Sorry, it'll never happen again.
You ever think that Kristen sometimes looks like Slama being sucked into the Ghostbusters thing? You know what I'm saying, girl?
So he asks her what the most hurtful thing about being excluded was. And she's like, oh, the engagement party was the hardest, Andy. And Vanderpump's like, I know how she feels because they're up and down like a roller coaster. And I just didn't want Stassi to regret anything. This year, I just don't want Stassi to have any regrets at all, Andy. It's extremely important that this year, out of every year, Stassi has no stress at all or regrets.
So, Stassi, when you're talking about the Witches of WeHo wine, you said you were like the Beyonce and you were ready to leave Destiny's Child. So, what's up with that? Did you call the cops on yourself?
Beyonce has just written in and said that you have called the cops on her. So,
Stassi's like, listen, if you do not think you were the Beyonce of your own life, what the fuck are you doing? Which, admittedly... I cannot fight with that.
Well, Katie's like, I think she just meant she wanted to leave the group. And Andy goes, well, she didn't say she was Kelly Rowland. And Lala's like, yeah,
because I don't think that Kelly Rowland wanted to leave Destiny's Child. Beyonce was the only one, Andy.
You know what? Be quiet, Michelle, over there, okay? Be quiet.
Yeah, exactly. That's such a good way to put it. So, yeah, anyway, be your own Beyonce. You better start making some lemonade, girl. There's Stassi's recovery business.
So anyway, hey, what's the current state of the relationship? And Kristen's like,
there isn't one. Caca. Sorry, I just knocked over my dresser.
Yeah, and Andy's like, well, you know, you've had some distance. You all seem to see your parts in this. So, Stassi, if your wedding was tomorrow, would Kristen be invited? Big questions, huge questions, Stassi.
Stassi, when the time comes for us to finally film your wedding, which we are going to do on Vanderpump Rules, will Kristen be invited? Will two cast members be able to show up at your wedding that's going to be on this show?
And she's like, I'm too much of a pussy to answer that, Andy. And I'm like, too conflicted. Mr. Lover conflicted. No, probably not. Let's face it. No.
It is kind of crazy.
We'll be back.
Yeah. We'll be back on the next week. On the next week. We'll be back next week for the Vanderpump Rules reunion, which is going to continue for 5 parts.
Yes. We're going to just stretch this out until 2021.
Wow, there is something, there is like, I think I, like, Stassi and Kristen, given that they've had this feud, and admittedly Katie's part of it too, but there is something so poetic about the fact that they just both go down together. Like there is something. This season has had some poeticism to it. I'm not going to lie. People have not liked it, but the way it ended and now with what's happened from yesterday and today, it's kind of like...
Yeah, I mean, that's the first thing you said when the season finale aired. You said it felt like a series finale.
Yeah, and it wasn't just me. A lot of people felt that way. Who knows? Who knows what the future is for this show? Time shall only tell. So
time will tell.
We are going to be back tomorrow. Beverly Hills is not new tonight. So in case you missed it, you may not have heard this if you don't listen to our Top Chef recaps, which you should. But we are changing up our programming a little bit. You know, Vanderpump Rules is wrapping up. Beverly Hills, we don't know when it's coming back because we've heard rumors that it might be on hiatus a little bit while production catches up. And so in the meantime, we are adding Married to Medicine LA to our schedule and Selling Sunset, you know, because why not? But Married to Medicine LA was not new this week either. So tomorrow we are recapping season 2, episode 1 of Selling Sunset. If you want to get caught up on season 1, that was on our bonus episodes for the past 2 weeks. So go check that out on El Patreon. And yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun. A lot of fun making fun of those dodo birds.
We've decided to start branching out a little bit. You know, we see the world the way it's going, and it's time to maybe stretch our wings a little bit as well. So if you have favorite shows that you think might be good for us to get into on different channels, let us know what they are. We are eager to hear from you.
We want to make fun of, there's a whole world of idiots out there that need to be made fun of. And we want to do that. We want to be those people.
Yeah. So thank you guys so much for being here. We love you. We hope you're staying safe out there. Hope you're staying healthy. Please support each other. Keep fighting the good fight. Keep having the hard conversations with your friends and family. And thank you for everything you do for us. We love you guys.
Yeah. Bye, everyone.
Bye.